final segment of the night. And feel free to weigh in on the segment, 855-282-8255. That is the Bellman Automotive phone line and also the text line. Looking for players that weren't any good, but as a child, for some reason, you loved them. Rocchio, do you have yours? Who was the athlete that you loved as a kid, but then you like they weren't very good? You come to realize that they stunk, but you loved them anyway.
I had an odd obsession with Ernie Conwell because okay. I loved the Rams, and tight end was my position, and he was just the Rams tight end.
I wouldn't say he sucked,
though. No, he was terrible. Look at his numbers. He was not good. He was not an impressive player at all. I mean, tight ends in the early 2000s, late 90s, really, you know, there was only four or five who were really game-breaking receivers. Now, obviously,
well, he was more of a blocking tight end.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But, like, there was literally no reason to be connected to me liking him other than the fact that I played tight end as a little kid in, like, my little league, and he was the Rams tight end, and I liked the Rams, and so it was Ernie Conwell.
Tito Landrum for me.
Tito Landrum.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I think the reason why I loved Tito Landrum is because I bought a pack of baseball cards, and the first one I opened up was Tito Landrum. And I liked the name Tito. I thought it was a fun name. And he kind of had, like, you know, a little bit of the bushy hair. Like, you know, people in the 80s, they wore their hair a little bit longer. So he kind of had, like, the bushy hair of the cab down on top of it. Tito Landrum.
It has to be one that wasn't that good, right?
Yeah, that okay. wasn't very good. Tito Landrum was not very good. I can make the joke about Tommy Herr there, too, but I would not.
I liked, like, all the Cardinals I liked, man, even back when I was younger, they were all pretty good. I loved Ray Lankford.
Ray Lankford was good, though.
Mike Matheny.
Ray Lankford needs to be in the Cardinal Hall of Fame. Hopefully next year he will be.
As a player, I love Mike Matheny. Also because I was a catcher, and he was the Cardinals catcher. I obviously am not a huge Mike Matheny fan now. Lankford was one of my favorites.
Lankford was good, though.
Who was that reliever, Tavares, the insane one, the one who used to always go ballistic in his glove? When he'd always yell in his glove.
Oh, there's a lot of them that are
Julian
like that.
Julian Tavares?
Yeah, he did that.
I loved Julian Tavares for some reason. It was because, this all connects to a little kid that you connect in weird ways. It was because I was somebody who hated losing and I had a really bad temper about losing and I was always getting yelled at by adults to like calm down. And I liked that he could get really angry to the point where he had to curse other people into his glove and no adults were telling him to stop. I appreciated that about him. I was like, good for you!
I loved Tony Pena, too, when I was a kid. Although Tony Pena didn't exactly... I mean, he was okay. But Tony Pena was one of my favorite because, like, he had this really strange catching style where he would have, like, one leg stretched out because he would get down real low. He'd be, like, sitting on his foot and have one leg stretched out real far. And I remember trying to mimic that as a child.
All right.
So Tony Pena was up there, too. I'm trying to think if there were any football players I really liked as a kid that weren't very good.
Ooh, oh, yeah, see, the football one's tough for me because, I mean, it was just when I was a little kid, the Rams were actually good.
War Cleaver texting in Tony McKechnie. There you go. That's a pretty good one.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of some Rams players that weren't very good, but, I mean, like, when I was a kid, they were... It was the Cardinals for a while, then they left in 1987, and then there was this 10-year gap. So when they got here, I was a senior in high school. I wouldn't necessarily say that was a kid. I mean, I like John Elway when I was a kid, but John Elway certainly didn't suck.
There's a couple ones I could list out there, like player you liked for random reasons, like they weren't playing for like your team or from your city or anything like that. That I could name. I could name in spades. I would just name the starting defense of the 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which I probably shouldn't be able to do 15 years later, but I definitely can.
Derek Brooks, Rondé Barber,
yep.
John Lynch.
Yep, you got three.
Warren Sapp.
Simeon Rice, Warren Sapp, Booger McFarland, Shelton Quarles, Brian Kelly, Dwight Smith, Dexter Jackson. I always blank it on who the strong side linebacker was. Oh, bless America. Greg Spires was the left end, and... Oh, man, I'm only missing the strong side linebacker. Ah, oh, this is going to kill me.
I thought that was your team.
Oh, no, this is the one... There's always one position I always forget. It's either the strong side defensive end opposite Simeon Rice... Or the strong side linebacker opposite Derek Brooks, because Derek Brooks is my favorite player. And I'm blanking out on who the other freaking linebacker is. I even gave you three safeties. I named three safeties, but I can't name three linebackers.
Do you know what Derek Brooks, what his first job choice was when he was a kid?
What was it?
Insurance salesman.
I'd buy insurance from that man.
He wanted to be an insurance salesman.
I'd do anything for Derek Brooks. I have no problem admitting that.
He said that his the insurance agent that helped his family out would, you know, show up at the house, you know, do a house call, and he'd have like a Cadillac and have a nice suit and everything. And his dad was like, well, yeah, he sells insurance. He makes a lot of money. So he wanted to be an insurance salesman.
Hey, man.
Like, who the hell grows up wanting to do that?
So let me see here. The other line.
War Cleaver texting in with Brett Moss, Hardy Nicholson. Hardy Nicholson's a good one.
I hate myself for not remembering anything. Alshiron Singleton. God bless it. I hate myself for that. Alshiron Singleton was the linebacker I could not think to remember. Everybody else, I'm pretty sure I was correct on.
Sonnenberg Asphalt text again. Random favorite baseball player, Frank the Big Hurt Thomas.
Okay.
Yeah. I had, like, my favorite random baseball player for Lackey for some reason was Wally Joyner. When I was a kid, I was a big Wally Joyner fan for some reason, even though we never really got to see him on TV.
I don't know. Can anyone here explain why some 12-year-old kid picked up Allen, some 12-year-old kid from St. Louis, South City, picked up Allen Iverson as the first NBA player he was down with? Because I don't know how that happened. But that's what it, that's who it was. For me, it was Iverson Allen Iverson.
Because Iverson was fun to watch play.
Must have been it. Because for me, man, I was all
you ask like LeBron James and a lot of the players that are kind of like in their early 30s in the NBA. Yeah, though, I mean, the go-to move is to always say that Michael Jordan was your favorite player, but a lot of them really loved Allen Iverson. Like, he was the first one to really have tattoos and the cornrows and
everything else. Never once snapped his wrist to follow through on a jumper.
No, never.
Everything was just push. His form on his jumper, if you look at it now, you're like, oh, why did we find this man entertaining? This is hard to watch.
And pound for pound, the toughest player in the NBA. It, like, no one was even close. Because he was listed as 6'1", I doubt he was 6'1". He was probably closer to my height. And he didn't weigh very much either, and he took a beating. He was a lot of fun to watch play. What's up, Giamatti?
Favorite random baseball player was So Taguchi.
So Taguchi?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was a likable guy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's a hard question.
Man, that's good, man. So Taguchi, that's... Ooh, I forgot how much I like Soto Gucci. Oh, man, I love Soto Gucci.
Obviously,
oh, I loved Soto Gucci. So was the best. Oh, that's a really good one.
I'm trying to think of the other one.
Another baseball player that I love for... I mean, because, like, his injury when it happened was so gruesome, and he fought like hell to come back and become a pretty good player. That was Jason Kendall. I was a huge fan of Jason Kendall for a long time. Still am. I was really wanting the Cardinals to make a trade for him back in the early 2000s.
All right, I can feel that a little bit. I can feel it a little bit. I mean, I don't think I'd have been as down as you were. I wouldn't have been clamoring for that. But then again, there's a lot of football players that I could bring up. Hey, I was really wishing the Rams would trade for him, and I'd be very wrong.
Fred Dreyer's Mushroom Mark. Man, what a great name that is. Ike Piba, FIFA 2001.
Richard, oh, yeah. Whoa, hello.
Ike Piba, FIFA 2001, Nigerian national soccer team, so fast and a cannon for a leg. Speaking of cannon, Richard Pritchard texting in a picture of a bottomless Mark McGwire. Thank you, Richard Pritchard.
Why does that picture still have to grace?
I don't know. I don't think I've seen it since the first night we did the show. We were getting all the texts from the morning after.
I was going to say, have you seen it before?
I've seen it before. Yeah, it's just bad. Been a while. That's how Mark McGwire should have accepted the red jacket. He's just gone up there with his pants down. Heard he got a little emotional during it, which is kind of rare for McGwire.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe that he got emotional?
If he was getting a little emotional, they just sort of thrown a nine year old up there asking for an autograph, and he would have hardened mighty quick.
Yeah, he had a reputation of being a little salty. Just a little
salty,
bit.
A little salty.
Just a little salty.
A little salty. I know a kid who was like 9 years old, and he said Mark McGwire flipped him off. Like that's intense.
That's pretty intense.
It's intense.
Special thanks to Danny Jones from the Columbia Daily Tribune joining us on the Bellman Automotive phone.